Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Today is March 21st, and you're listening to the Daily Briefing from Transport Topics. I'm Esmeralda Leon. Fuel card skimming is draining over $1 billion annually from unsuspecting fleet drivers. Megan Earhart, Executive Vice President of Relay Payments, delves into the world of phishing schemes and shares essential tips to shield your company from these thieves. Listen in at ttn.ws/roadsigns137. Now let's dive into the day's top stories. The Biden administration on Wednesday announced new emissions standards for automobiles and light and medium-duty pickup trucks that regulators said over time will significantly reduce planet-warming emissions from passenger vehicles. The program establishes new, more stringent vehicle emission standards for pollutants and greenhouse gas emissions from motor vehicles for model years 2027 through 2032 and beyond. The new standards, which become effective in 60 days, do not pertain to heavy trucks. A report compiled for the American Association of Port Authorities shows that the nation's ports and maritime industry in 2023 played a critical role in the growth of the world economy. Seaports and inland facilities employed an estimated 2.5 million workers, earning $214 billion in annual wages and benefits, and generating $311 billion toward the gross domestic product. The report by Ernst & Young was released Tuesday by AAPA's annual legislative summit in Washington, D.C., and presented to more than 200 port leaders and the association's board. Federal Reserve officials Wednesday kept their benchmark interest rate unchanged for a fifth straight time, but signaled that they still expect to cut their key interest rate three times in 2024. Fed officials forecast that stronger growth and stubborn inflation would persist this year and next. As a result, they predicted that interest rates would have to stay slightly higher for longer. But policymakers expect the U.S. economy to continue enjoying an unusual combination, a healthy job market and economy in tandem, with inflation that continues to cool, just more gradually than they had predicted 3 months ago. Markets reacted favorably to the news, with the S&P 500 closing above 5,200 for the first time. That's it for today. Remember, for all the latest trucking and transportation news, go to the experts at ttnews.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.